Chapter 27. Promises to the Sick. Our Lord has given us definite instruction through the Apostle James as to our duty in case of sickness. When human help fails, God will be the helper of His people. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Christ is the same compassionate physician that he was during his earthly ministry. In him there is a healing balm for every disease, restoring power for every infirmity. His disciples in this time are to pray for the sick as verily as the disciples of old prayed. And recoveries will follow, for the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God is our refuge in sickness as in health, but many do not leave their cases with Him. They encourage weakness and disease by worrying about themselves. If they would cease repining and rise above depression and gloom, their recovery would be more sure. The Savior would have us encourage the sick, the hopeless, the afflicted, to take hold upon His strength. Through faith and prayer, the sick room may be transformed into a Bethel. And God hears prayer. Christ has said, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." If we live according to his word, every precious promise he has given will be fulfilled to us. Oh, how grateful we should be that Jesus is willing and able to bear all our infirmities and strengthen and heal all our diseases, if it will be for our good and for his glory. Some died in the days of Christ and in the days of the apostles because the Lord knew just what was best for them. The Lord has given me light that when the Israel of today humble themselves before Him and cleanse the soul temple from all defilement, He will hear their prayers in behalf of the sick and will bless in the use of His remedies for disease. Never does our merciful God turn from the soul that in sincerity seeks Him for help. He is our refuge in sickness as in health. What a wonderful thought it is that Jesus knows all about the pains and griefs we bear. In all our afflictions, He was afflicted. Some among our friends know nothing of human woe or physical pain. They are never sick, and therefore they cannot enter fully into the feelings of those who are sick. But Jesus is touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He is the great medical missionary. The Lord's promise, "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover," Mark 16:18, is just as trustworthy now as in the days of the apostles. It presents the privilege of God's children, and our faith should lay hold of all that it embraces. It is our work to present the sick and suffering to God in the arms of our faith. We should teach them to believe in the great healer. You may be depressed with bodily infirmities, but that is not evidence that the Lord is not working in your behalf every day. He will pardon you, and that abundantly. Gather to your soul the sweet promises of God. Jesus is our constant, unfailing friend, and He wants you to trust Him. There is no comforter like Christ, so tender and so true. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. The grace of God is declared to be sufficient for all the ills and trials against which human beings have to contend. Never for a moment should we allow Satan to think that his power to distress and annoy is greater than the power of Christ to uphold and strengthen. The same power that Christ exercised when he walked visibly among men is in his word. It was by his word that Jesus healed disease and cast out demons. So, with all the promises of God's Word. In them, He is speaking to us individually, speaking as directly as if we could listen to His voice. It is in these promises that Christ communicates to us His grace and power.